And if your computer likes that or more, you've stumbled onto the right show here. It's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR, providing over a decade of help with your computers, and we'll continue to be here every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 2, helping you and yours. And of course, if you're listening on the internet, we want to put a, tell me if I do this right.
Yes.
We want to throw a shout out to Ian in Glasgow.
Very nice.
Our buddy,
and where is that now?
In Scotland.
In Scotland.
Yes,
okay.
He says, "Good afternoon, guys. It's your Scottish listener here in Glasgow, where it's 8:15 p.m. and the weather has been on and off snow blizzards. All the best."
Very nice.
I spent 2 days in Dallas this past week with it just raining, and it was cold and miserable. And you know what? I love Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, the only sunshine I saw was as I was leaving, the sun was coming out through the clouds.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like that often? I thought that was more of a desert environment.
I don't know. It was raining so hard, I thought for sure I was going to have to go to Avis.
And you were sick.
Yeah, I was sick, but I had to go back to Avis and trade my rental car in for an ARC. Because it was,
raining so bad.
Oh, it was horrible. All right, let's see what Don has to say. He's having some issue or problem or question with his AMD processor. Don, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Actually, John, sorry.
Oh, John!
Yeah, that's all right.
No problem.
Hey, you guys are scaring me with this stuff about the AMD, because I have an AMD 2600.
Yeah?
I had it custom made, and I decided to make it designed to do a music recording, and I bought a sound card, a Sound Blaster Pro Odyssey.
Yes.
I put it in there, and the computer just started crashing. I ended up having to take the sound card out. And ever since then, I've had problems with the computer. I wonder if...
Well, here's an analogy that may help you make a decision, especially when you're having something custom built. That's the scariest time. So if you're buying an AMD processor through a mass-produced manufacturer, they probably have tested that configuration over and over again. You're probably okay. When you're hand-building it, the issues, and we had another person...
I didn't make it myself.
Right, but you're having somebody do that.
Yeah.
Matt chimed in with his. He emailed and said, you are correct in stating that AMD has power supply and motherboard issues to be aware of. CPU cooling, too. He says, I've standardized my builds for people who want AMD. He uses very specific power supplies and very specific motherboards. And people like Matt, I think that's a great thing if you know what you're doing. The problem is, if the person that's building the computer for you, it depends on how long they've been in the industry.
They've been in it for a while.
Yeah, but if they make bad decisions on any one of the components surrounding it, the motherboard, what have you, especially the motherboard, power supply, those kinds of things, the type of cooling system, because they're a lot more persnickety on heat, then you know, any one of those things can cause you problems, and those are issues that you generally don't have to deal with Intel, and that's the whole point that I'm trying to make, is that there's less complication. Now, having said that, if what you're working with is doing the job for you, then it doesn't really matter. Are you having a problem?
I am now. It keeps on shutting down on me.
Ooh.
That's not good.
yeah. That could be a cooling issue. It could be a mismatched component. It could be an improper power supply. It could be any number of those things.
Well, they tested it and ran it for a week before they gave it to me, and they weren't having any problems, but they weren't running they didn't run the music recording.
Well, yeah, you may want to do if you're having a problem with specifically that program is contact the manufacturer of the software and see if they know
of it. I got rid of it because it was having other problems, there's latency issues and stuff.
You got rid of the program or the hardware?
I got rid of the hardware.
Oh, you did.
But I'm still having problems, and I just was curious because, if I go to buy another sound card, I want to make sure I don't end up doing the same thing.
Well, again, if the platform that was used to build the machine to begin with is flawed, then the sound card's not the issue.
Okay.
So it's really
you don't think it might have messed it up, the computer somehow, the sound card that I had in there?
No, it shouldn't.
Only
I mean, under normal circumstances,
yeah,
the software could screw up your installation of Windows, which could be cleared up by reloading Windows from scratch.
I did that.
Yeah, so if you're still having issues, then it's definitely going to be hardware.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you may want to go back to the guy that built it for you and see if he can help you through that process.
Tweak something.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, at least that's information for anybody out there that wants to buy it, something with a...
learn from Don's pain. All right, thanks,
All right,
Don.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, the thing about those AMD processors is you have to make sure you have some sort of cooling system on them at all times, whether it be a liquid cooler or a fan. Because I know a computer that the fan stopped working, and the computer would just shut down or restart every 5 minutes.
It's ugly. I've seen Intel processors with burn marks on them because the fan stops spinning.
But they still run.
They're still running. I mean, they're having a shutdown issue. Once you change the fan, you can still actually, with a burn mark on the casing, I've seen them continue to run, which, I mean, there's no way you're going to get an AMD chip to ever do that. Mm-hmm. So now, these newer chips from all manufacturers, AMD or otherwise, they're all... I mean, they're running lightning fast. And the analogy that I was going to bring to the table as far as deciding which way to go, if you're a person that plays the stock market, if you like real volatile stocks that have a huge upside and a huge downside, I mean, you stand the risk of making a lot of money or stand the chance of making a lot of money, you stand the risk of losing a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Or you can go with the tried and true blue chips that don't have as much of a high side, but they don't have as much of a low side. And that's really the difference here. What kind of investor are you? Are you conservative or are you aggressive? If you're aggressive, the AMD systems are fine. They're great. Make sure that you do your homework, though, when you're doing this. Most people aren't going to do their homework. Most people aren't going to build their own machine. So, again, if you're going to buy an AMD processor, and I'm not saying that you should never buy an AMD processor, but if you're going to, be very careful who you buy it from.
And research. Make sure that you get exactly what you're looking to get.
Well,
you know?
if it's being hand-built, that's the most dangerous combination.
Yeah.
Not to say that the people that are hand-building them are trying to, you know, do you wrong. They're not. It's just that it's so much easier to have issues that you wouldn't have with Intel. If you're going to buy an AMD-based system from a big box manufacturer, big name brand, chances are they've built thousands of them. They've tested the configuration. You're going to be safer there.
Be okay.
So remember all that as you go along. Let's see here. Do we have time? Let's see if we can promo the question at least. Bill in Peoria has a question about setting up high-speed internet.
Yeah, you pretty much answered the question earlier, but I just want to review Norton's. I know you like Norton's over the other.
Norton antivirus.
Antivirus
big
only.
Difference. That's big difference. It's like saying I like General Motors. No.
Right.
I like certain models that General Motors makes.
Okay.
With the Norton product, it's the antivirus is the only thing that I really like.
But then you were talking about the 2004 version. We don't want that.
On older computers, what we found is people have older systems like Windows 98 systems and that kind of thing.
That's what I have.
We're finding that if you upgrade to Windows 2000 or the Norton antivirus 2004, that it's such a resource hog that it's just causing some issues.
Okay.
So
can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Zone alarm. Obviously, that's good for the firewall. But you said something about you put behind your computer. What was that?
Yeah, that's actually it's called a router. It's a piece of hardware. It's a box. It's not software at all. So you know what, Bill? If you want to hang tight here, I'm gonna put you on hold. I will answer that question off the line and give you more details. We still have another half hour to go here, so chime in if you will. We've got a couple open lines, 602-277-5827. Forget it, we don't have an open line anymore.
Nice.
Ken Colburn, Michael Valdivia, and Adam, back right after the news.
Collins College is looking for talented people to help fill positions for the